Hi everyone, welcome back to Hey, It's Me, Win, the podcast. Today we will be reading an excerpt of Act 2, Scene 1 of Taming of the Shrew. In this excerpt, it is about where Petruchio tries to woo Catherine into becoming his wife. Well, obviously Petruchio wants to do it for the money. Catherine doesn't want Petruchio. And it's very obvious because of how she immediately tears into Petruchio from the moment he sets foot in her room. However, Petruchio is a really quick-witted man and proves equal to her. The reason behind why I chose this excerpt particularly is because I think this excerpt significantly shows the comedic elements and also a few themes of the play. The first theme that it shows is the theme of gender, because of how Petruchio, in one of the lines, he said, "Women are made to bear." This line particularly can show how men view women at that time. It is to show that women are probably just a tool. Another theme of this play that has been reflected on this particular excerpt is the theme of disguise. Because Petruchio lies about Kate being quiet, Kate being the prettiest girl in the town, is already a sign of disguise because, well, he's obviously lying. And Kate is the opposite of what he describes her as. He is disguising himself so that he can win the heart of Kate. It also covers various comedic elements, for example, like insulting puns or even sexual puns and metaphors. One very significant comedic element would be Kate's puns, which are generally insulting or threatening Petruchio. He quickly twists them into sexual innuendos. Another element of comedy that has been shown in this excerpt would be violence because, well, Kate hits him, but then he continues the game just the same, saying that he will marry her whether or not she's willing to. Again, this just shows the theme of gender because of how men can somewhat force women to marry them. And this is why I chose this excerpt. It covers so much themes and elements in such a short scene. I hope you guys enjoy this. Sit back and relax and maybe laugh a little. Let's go!
But here she comes, and now Petruchio speak. "Good morrow, Kate, for that's your name, I hear."
"Well, have you heard but something hard for hearing? They call me Catherine, that do talk of me."
"You lie, in faith, for you are called Plain Kate, and Bonnie Kate, and sometimes Kate the Cursed. But Kate, the prettiest Kate in Christendom, Kate of Kate Hall, my super dainty Kate, for dainties are all Kates, and therefore, Kate, take this of me, Kate of my consolation, hearing thy mildness praised in every town, thy virtue spoke of, and thy beauty sounded, yet not so deeply as to thee belongs. Myself am moved to woo thee for my wife."
"Moved? In good time, let him that moved you hither remove you hence. I knew you at the first. You were immovable."
"Why, what's immovable?"
"A joint stool."
"Thou hast hit it. Come, sit on me."
"Asses are made to bear, and so are you."
"Women are made to bear, and so are you."
"No such jade as you, if me you mean."
"Alas, good Kate, I will not burden thee, for knowing thee to be but young and light."
"Too light for such a swain as you to catch, and yet as heavy as my weight should be."
"Should be? Should buzz."
"Well, tatten and like a buzzard."
"Oh, slow-winged turtle, shall a buzzard take thee?"
"Aye, for a turtle as he takes a buzzard."
"Come, come, you wasp, I faith you are too angry."
"If I be waspish, best beware my sting."
"My remedy is then to pluck it out."
"Aye, if the fool could find it where it lies."
"Who knows not where a wasp doth wear his sting? In his tail."
"In his tongue."
"Whose tongue?"
"Yours. If you talk of tails, and so farewell."
What, with my tongue in your tail? Nay, come again, good Kate, I am a gentleman."
"That I'll try."
"Oh, I swear I'll cut you if you strike again.
So may you lose your arms. If you strike me, you are no gentleman. And if no gentleman, why then, no arms.
A herald, Kate? Oh, put me in thy books.
What is your crest? A coxcomb?
A comeless cock, so Kate will be my head.
No cock of mine, you crow too like a craven. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed it. Please stay tuned for more Shakespeare episodes.